Shalom, everybody! At the end of Parshas Balak, we hear how many people in Bnei Yisrael were influenced by their Moavi neighbors, and they were drawn into and they were enticed by the women of Moab for Gilui Arayos. And the Torah says that that Gilui Arayos, that licentiousness, caused people to be drawn towards and to serve the Avodah Zarah of Moab, the Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor. This is the first time in the Torah that we hear of the Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor, and the Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dal Amud Aleph tells us that what exactly the service of Baal Peor entailed. The Gemara says that the way the people worshipped Peor was incredibly disgusting. It involved people stuffing themselves with food that will cause them to go to the bathroom. And then they uncover themselves and they go to the bathroom in public on top of the Peor idol. In fact, the Avoda of Peor was so revolting, it was so repulsive, that the Gemara there in Sanhedrin tells us a story of a sick woman who promised to serve every Avodah Zarah in the world if she recovered. And that's what happened. The Gemara says that she indeed became healthy, and she began fulfilling her promise by worshiping all sorts of Avodah Zarah. And then the Gemara says that she eventually found her way to Baal Peor. And when she found out what that service entailed, the uncovering, the going to the bathroom, when she saw all that, she was so disgusted, she was so sickened, that the Gemara says she refused to worship Baal Peor. She said she preferred to be sick again rather than keep her vow and have to serve Baal Peor. So that's what Baal Peor is. However, we have to ask the following question. If serving Baal Peor was so disgusting, why did Bnei Yisrael fall for it? Why did Bnei Yisrael serve the vilest of Avodah Zarah? What would prompt them to do such a foolish thing? Bnei Yisrael had left Mitzrayim only 40 years earlier. They were living a miraculous life where they saw Hashem's hand, so to speak, regularly. They were on such a high level. What possibly was so attractive about Baal Peor? What was the pull of Baal Peor? This question is asked by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who died in 1978. It's in Sichos Musar on Parshas Chukas in Ma'amar Ayin Ches. This was said in the year Tuf Shin Lamed Aleph, 1972, and it's on page Shin Mem Beis in the newer versions of Sichos Musar. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that the draw, the pull of Peor was that there were no boundaries, no limitations, no rules. Everything goes, anything goes. Do what you want. Eat, drink, be merry. That's what serving Baal Peor meant. There is nothing off limits. I'm okay. You're okay. And with Baal Peor, the more you broke the rules and the more you erased boundaries, the better the service was, so to speak. That same Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dal Amud Aleph describes a man named Sabeta ben Alas, who attempted to demean Baal Peor. He wanted to disgrace Baal Peor. And the Gemara says that in order to do that, he went to the bathroom and he cleaned himself with the Peor idol. And the Gemara says that rather than dishonoring Baal Peor, he actually, inadvertently, honored Baal Peor. The Gemara says that when the priests of Peor saw what the man had done, they said they had never seen anyone serve Baal Peor so nicely. So that's Baal Peor. And that, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, is exactly what was so enticing to Bnei Yisrael. No rules, no limits, anything goes. Some people in Bnei Yisrael thought that the mitzvos and the rules were limiting. But we know that's ridiculous. Mitzvos were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us and for us to get the most out of this world. Not to limit us, but to set us free, to enable us to reach the potential that God knows we can reach. It's sort of like a person that owns a fancy car, this fast car, 100 miles an hour. It's an amazing car. And that's all the owner wants to do. But the owner feels limited and restricted because every once in a while, he or she has to stop and fill up the car with gas. It's not fair. What a pain in the neck. I want to drive. Why do I have to fill up the car with gas? Why do I have to check the brakes? Why do I have to check the carburetor every once in a while? It's so limiting. I want to be free. of those foolish rules, of those guidelines. But that's obviously ridiculous. Those rules, the stopping for gas and the checking of the brakes, are exactly what is needed to make sure that your fancy car can drive. It's what's needed to enable you to do exactly what you want. Those rules are not limits, just the opposite. They empower us and they facilitate the very things that we want to do. But Baal Peor doesn't see that. They see rules and they just let loose. And it's that kind of thinking and philosophy that we sometimes see around us today. The more the boundaries are broken, the more praise. And God forbid if you should ever speak up about rules and boundaries and principles. But we who are fortunate enough to learn Torah and to have God in our lives know how blessed we are because we have these very things that enable us to grow and to reach the highest spiritual and physical heights imaginable. Have an amazing day, everyone.